Well, we're moving on now.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Forever moving on.
Did you call the caterers?
Oh, yes, George, twice.
Oh, good, good. Did they get my order right?
Everything you wanted. They got the champagne, the sandwiches, the pastry plate.
What about those stupid little things on the crackers?
2 dozen stupid little things on crackers.
With all that money you laying out, Mr. Jefferson, you could have let me cater it.
Florence, I'm opening a new office, not a morgue.
Is there something you don't like about my cooking?
Yeah, eating it.
This is so exciting, George. After all these years, your own office.
Yeah, that's right. It took me a long time, but I'm finally there. Hey, let's take a look at my ad again. Look at that, Weezy. A whole page.
Are you sure you didn't overdo it a little, George?
What are you talking about? Jefferson's Cleaners proudly announces the opening of its new corporate office.
Not that part. This part. Look for our stores in Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. You don't have stores in any of those places.
So what? I just had a store there. I just said, look for them.
I'm surprised you didn't take 2 pages and put in a big picture of yourself.
Hey, that's a great idea. Why didn't you tell me that sooner?
I like it. It's just the right size.
Thank you, Florence.
For wrapping the garbage in.
Well, I'm glad you finally got an office. No more running around from store to store.
No, that's right. From now on, the store managers come to me.
I can remember your first office in the Queen's store. You had a table and a phone in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was the only executive in town that had a chair that flushed.
Hey, I bet that's where you got the idea to open up a chain. Get it? Chain.
Gong, Floss, get it? Gong.
I can't wait to see your new office. I wish everyone would hurry up and get here so we can go.
Me too. I want to know what you think before my opening tomorrow. That's why I invited the family and some of my friends over for the sneak preview.
You mean a sneak show-off.
What are you talking about, Weezy? Look, it's the American dream come true. 10 years ago, I was this little guy with 1 store, right? Now look at me.
A little guy with 7 stores.
Ha, ha, ha. You can't get me today, Weezy. Nothing can make me mad today.
In that case, can I have a raise?
No. See, that didn't make me mad. I was happy to turn it down.
George, you better finish dressing. They'll be here soon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can't let my public down.
Florence, can you keep a secret?
Only if it ain't worth telling to nobody.
Then I better not tell you this secret.
If it's that juicy, I want to hear it.
Well, I got George a present to celebrate the opening of his new office.
You just ran out of juice.
It's a gold watch. Helen is picking it up for me at the jeweler's.
Okay, I'm all set.
And now remember, you don't know a thing.
I could have told you that. Okay, what do you think? Do I look successful enough? Tailor-made suit, monogram shirt, brand new silk tie.
Is that a tie? I thought your tongue was hanging out.
Who asked you?
I was just telling you what I was thinking.
Look, if I paid you to think, you could cash your check at a penny arcade.
Where do you think I cash it now?
Florence.
I ain't got time. I got to change.
Weezy, look, this is the biggest day of my life. Even bigger than you think.
What do you mean?
Well, today is the day Lionel's coming into the business with me.
What? When did he decide to do that?
In about an hour from now.
Oh, George, how many times are you going to ask him? He always says no.
He ain't going to say no this time. Not the way I got it planned.
Hello, Mr. Jefferson, sir. I got those papers you wanted, all 50 of them.
Hey, that's great, Ralph. Come on in.
George, what is all this?
Oh, I sent Ralph out to get a few copies of my advertising.
A few copies? You got enough there to paper train King Kong.
It was a pleasure getting them for you, sir, even though they are very heavy.
Oh, hey, let me help you out there, Ralph. Easy, easy. Hey, we can take care of these. Oh. Okay, this is for you, Ralph.
Thank you, sir. You're too generous.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Anything you say, sir. Any little thing you need, you just let me know. Would you like me to get that spot out of your pants for you, sir?
What spot? Oh, Weezy, why didn't you tell me about that?
George, what are you doing?
Take these down to my store. Tell them I want them back right away.
Yes, sir, when it comes to service.
You can't walk around like that. We have people coming.
Don't worry about it, Weezy. He'll be back in a minute. What the hell are you laughing at?
Your legs. I seen fatter toothpicks.
Now, hold on, Florence. I happen to like George's legs. Besides, where else would you put knees like that?
I saw knees like that once. On an ostrich.
Are you two finished?
I got one more. Your legs.
Shut up.
Oh, Florence, you look so nice.
Yeah, I do, don't I?
At least you had enough sense to get dressed up for my new office opening.
I ain't going to no opening. It's Saturday. I'm going to choir rehearsal.
What are you talking about? Everybody's going to my opening.
The Lord ain't. He's meeting me at choir rehearsal.
Not if he heard you sing before, he ain't. See, that Ralph is fast. Now, see, that's what I call good service, dude.
My greetings, Mr. J. Let me be the first to congratulate you on your new office.
Who you supposed to be, Bentley? Fred Astaire?
I was led to believe the occasion demanded formal wear, but I see it's actually quite sporty.
My pants are down at the cleaning.
Actually, I haven't worn this since the funeral. Poor Aunt Amelia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. She lived to a ripe old age.
Oh, how old was she?
She'd have been 112 if she were human.
Your aunt wasn't human?
It runs in the family.
Oh, no, it wasn't Aunt Amelia's funeral. It was for her poodle, Fifi.
Oh, I've heard about those pet funerals, but they always seem kind of silly to me.
Oh, not at all, Mrs. J. It was actually quite touching. Fifi was buried just as she had lived, with a copy of the London Times in her mouth.
Mr. Bentley, you're the first one here. Why don't you sit down?
Oh, I can't. I just popped over to get the address of the new office. I have to run a very important errand first.
It's in the Brockhurst building on East 53rd.
Brockhurst. I'll try not to be late. Ta-ta.
Hey, do it, Ben. Wonder where the hell Ralph is with my pants. He could have knitted me a new pair by now. Well, it's about time. Hey, Lionel, it's you.
Hey, Bob. Man, you don't have any pants on.
Didn't I tell you he was smart, Reason?
Oh, Jefferson. Oh, I love your legs. And they move real fast, too.
Hey, Mom, there must be a real good reason why Pop isn't wearing any pants.
There is. He gave them to Ralph.
I know your daddy's a big tipper, but isn't that overdoing it?
Hey, we gotta get bigger towels in there. It's about 10. Ralph's gonna get it this time. Oh, no.
What's the matter, George? You lose your bagpipes?
No wisecracks from you, Willis.
About what? I think your towel looks very nice. You ought to have cuffs put on it, though.
Yes, sir.
Ralph, where you been?
I ran all the way, sir.
Louise, the engraver, said that the watch wouldn't be ready until 3.
Oh, no.
And he couldn't get the band you wanted, so you'll have to go down and select another one. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I'll go get it myself.
Well, let the party begin.
Mr. Jefferson.
You still here?
I'm trying to tell you, sir. Your limousine's waiting downstairs.
Oh, good. Did they set everything I asked for?
Oh, yes, sir. The limousine's black and the chauffeur's white.
Okay, good. Okay. Let's go, everybody. We gotta pick Mom up on the way. Florence, we're leaving now.
All right, Miss Jefferson, y'all have a nice time.
That'll be easy. You ain't coming. Hey, you the driver of that limousine out there?
Yeah.
Well, I'm George Jefferson.
Well, nice to meet you, George, but we don't need any more drivers.
I hired you to drive.
Oh, you're that George Jefferson.
Yeah, that's right. I got five people sitting out there in a car that ain't moving. Now, if you're the chauffeur, get out there and chauffe!
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mr. Jefferson.
Hey.
Saw your ad in the newspaper.
Oh, yeah?
Boy, you're sure getting up there in the old chips, huh?
Yeah. I guess I'm getting too big to hide it anymore.
Well, you sure are. Say, Mr. Jefferson, I mean, between you and me, how much you figure you're worth now?
Well, how much you think Rockefeller's worth?
I don't know. Hey, you know, them big guys never tell anybody anything.
Well, what's good enough for Rockefeller's good enough for me.
Hey, bartender.
Yes, sir.
About that guy that just left.
Oh, Mr. Jefferson?
Yeah, is he really that loaded?
Is he loaded? Kid owns a chain of cleaning stores. Take a look at that.
Does he come in here a lot?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Liz, right upstairs, 12D.
12D, huh?
Well, that's an awful lot of money for one guy to have.
Yeah. Seems like he ought to want to share it a little.
Yeah.
Step right in. Did you enjoy the ride, Mama?
Oh, yes, George. I only hope that stuck-up Evelyn Harris saw me in the limousine.
How could she miss? You made the chauffeur drive around the block three times blowing the horn.
Well, how do you like it?
I love your office, George. It's so compact.
Yes, I'm sure you'll have a lot of happy hours here.
Not unless I'm fooling around with my secretary, I won't. Because this is her office. Now, this is my office.
Oh! All right, George!
Us big tycoons like big offices.
Oh, George.
Well, what about it, Weeze?
Oh, it's... What's the word I'm looking for?
Expensive. What do you think of it, Mom?
It's lovely, George. I'm very proud of you.
Well, you know the old saying, Mom, behind every successful man there stands a good woman.
That's why I'm so proud of you. You did it anyway.
Guy to tour. See, this is over here.
George, this desk is fabulous.
Well, it just ought to be. It's a genuine Louis the 19th.
There was no Louis the 19th.
That's why it's so rare.
Jefferson, what's this?
A sailfish. It took me exactly 6 hours and 35 minutes of sweat and pain to land this beauty in the Gulf of Mexico.
What? You've never been fishing in your life.
I know, but for $500, that's the story I'm telling.
Oh, George, I'm really impressed with your office.
Who wouldn't be? Well, how do I look sitting here?
Like the king of the pygmies.
George, there's something wrong with your desk.
What, Ma?
Well, you've got a picture of Louise on it. And you have no picture of me.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting one of you,
but
Mom.
Don't you bother. I brought him.
Oh! Hey, that's real nice, Ma, huh?
It's my favorite one. I look so young there.
Oh, is this the one taken during the Civil War?
Hey, come on, everybody. grand opening here. We got lots to eat. Lionel, why don't you open some champagne?
Okay, Pop.
George Jefferson?
Oh, right here.
Present for you.
Thanks.
Oh, it's from Lionel and Jenny for your new office. A rubber tree.
A rubber tree. Hey, that's great. Thanks, kids. It's nice.
Be careful with that champagne, Helen. Remember what happened the last time you drank it? You could hardly walk.
That's because I had to carry you.
Mama! Look, if this excitement's too much for you, you can go in the other room and rest.
Perhaps you're right, George. It's a shame your father didn't live to see this day.
Yeah, it sure is.
I think I'll go drink a toast to him.
Oh, this sounds great, Ma.
Not that, George. Your father means more to me than that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to propose... just a minute. I would like to propose a toast to the man of the hour, George Jefferson.
All right. Okay.
Here's a man who made it against all the odds. He didn't graduate from high school. He's not overly intelligent. He certainly didn't make it on his looks or his charm.
You get to the point.
Certainly. I forgot it.
Well, that don't matter no way, because I got something important to say that's going to be the tops of the whole party. Lionel? What do you think of this desk?
It's great, Pop.
I'm glad you like it, because it's yours.
What?
I want you to quit your job and come into business with me.
Hey, Pop, I'm an engineer.
So what? Look, Lionel, you've been sitting in that same old cubbyhole for over a year now. And they ain't gave you no raise, no promotion, no nothing.
But, George, you're the one who pushed Lionel the hardest to get his engineering degree.
Right! That's so the world would know he's educated. Now show me that you're smart.
Pop, you know, I...
See that? He loves the idea so much he can't talk.
I can talk, and I hate the idea.
Well, that's too bad. You outnumbered 2-1. You lose. Welcome aboard, Lionel.
Pop, not so fast. I didn't say yes.
Well, you better not.
Look, you stay out of this.
I'm his wife.
Well, that ain't my fault.
Mr. Jefferson?
That's me.
A rubber tree for you.
What? Who's that from?
It's from us, George.
Oh, Tom, Helen, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, you're damn right you shouldn't have. I already got one.
Maybe you could make them, George.
Sure, you could always use a new set of tires.
Louise, it's almost 3:00. If you want to get George's watch, you better go.
Oh, I almost forgot. I have to leave for a while. And Lionel, don't you make any fast decisions.
Where you going, Weezy?
On a little errand. I'll be right back.
Hey, Lionel, why don't you sit down at your desk and try it on for size?
Oh, now look, Pop, I don't have any experience. Now, what would I do in your cleaners?
Oh, about $35,000 a year for openers.
$35,000?
Uh-huh.
Dollars?
That's right.
Lionel. Lionel, remember, we agreed. We don't care anything about money.
Oh, sure, Jenny, we did. $35,000?
A year?
Yep.
I hardly make that in 2 years.
Mr. Jefferson, in case you had noticed, Lionel's on his own now. He's his own man. He makes his own decisions. Nobody can tell him what he can and cannot do. Lionel, you're not taking his job, and that's it.
Jenny, aren't you being a little domineering? Let Lionel talk. He has a right to his own opinion.
That's right, and in my opinion, I
Shut
feel
up,
that...
Shut up, Tom.
Yes, my angel.
Don't be dumb, Lionel. Look, I'm offering you top dollar, executive position, and all of this.
Pop, it sure sounds nice, but I just don't know.
I'll even buy you your own fish.
Mr. Jefferson, did you ever stop to think that maybe Lionel might like his own job?
Well, a man can like a lot of jobs.
Oh, the only reason you're even considering this is because of the money. You're being bought for $30,000 lousy dollars.
You know, I resent that, Jenny. And it's $35,000.
I wouldn't care if it was 50.
I would. Who said anything about 50?
Everybody coming through.
Oh, what is this? Don't anybody send me candy anymore?
Hey, this place looks like dog heaven.
Now, what am I going to do with this plant?
It's from Mr. Billings, the vice president of your bank.
If you want to send something to Green, you should have sent some money.
Hey, you two, this is nothing to fight about.
I think it's a lot to fight about. Not now, of course.
Instead of arguing, why don't you just sit down and discuss it? Now, what do you say,
I'm sorry, Lionel.
Me too, Jenny.
What are you apologizing for, Lionel? You were right.
George, no one's right, no one's wrong. Everything's not black or white.
It is in your family.
Oh, here you are. I'm sorry I'm late, Mr. J, but I had to pick up your office-warming present.
It better not be what I think it is.
It's a book.
Oh, good.
On how to take care of this rubber tree plant. Oh, what a lucky guess. I didn't know you collected rubber trees.
I don't collect them.
Look at the bright side, George. Now you won't have to hire a secretary. All you need is a gardener.
There, there, Penelope. You play with your friends. Mr. J, your office is simply smashing.
Oh, you like it, huh, Ben?
Oh, goodness, yes. It's functional and efficient, and yet it has that certain je ne sais quoi.
Not anymore. I just had the exterminator in there yesterday.
Success, Mr. J, and many prosperous years.
Ah, thank you, Bentley. Grab yourself a glass. I'll buy you a drink.
All right.
Hey, Lionel.
Huh?
Don't you think we ought to let Bentley in on the good news? This is the biggest day of my life, Bentley. My son, Lionel, is joining me in the business.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Oh, no. Hold on, Pop. Now, I didn't say that. Jenny and I have to talk it over.
Oh, well, you never got that close to saying yes before. It's good enough for me. Hey, my first phone call. Where's the phone?
Sounds like it's coming from the cigar box.
Oh, hey! See, that's class. Jefferson and Son. That's him speaking. Say when. What?
When.
Who is this?
When. When?
Is this some kind of joke? Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah. What? Well, where am I gonna get... Hey, wait a minute. Hello?
Hey, what's the matter, Pop? What was that all about?
Wheezy's been kidnapped.
Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.